Hello and welcome to the official UK Top 40 Singles, Albums and Films. This is the 9th of February 2024, so let's get on with the countdown of the official singles chart. At 40, Good Neighbours and Home. At 39, it's Mason, Princess Superstar and Perfect. 38, Noah Kahan, Northern Attitude. 37, Megan Thee Stallion and Hiss. At 36, Kenya Grace, Strangers. 35, Kanye West featuring Pusha T, Runaway. 34, Chris Brown, Angel Numbers, Ten Toes. 33, Paul Russell, Lil Boothang. 32, Sabrina Carpenter and Feather. 31, Michael Markagi, Scared to Start. At 30, Songa and the song called Toxic. At 29, Justin Timberlake, Selfish. At 28, Kygo and AVA Max, Whatever. At 27, Weekend, Jenny, Lil Rose Depp, One of the Girls. At 26, Zara Larsson and David Guetta, On My Love. At 25, Mitski, My Love, Mine All Mine. At 24, is Sonia Federer, MKA Douglas, Asking. 23, Tate McRae, X's. 22, Drake featuring Sexy Red and S&A, Rich Baby Daddy. At 21, Zach Bryan featuring Casey Musgraves, I Remember Everything. At 20, Billy Gillies featuring Anna Boylan, DNA. 19 is Last Dinner Party, Nothing Matters. 18, 21 Savage, Red Rum. At 17, Fred Again and Baby Keem, Leave Me Alone. 16, Ella Henderson featuring Rudimental, Alibi. 15, Flo Milli, Never Lose Me. At 14, Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten. At 13, Weekend Playboy Carti and Madonna and the song called Popular. At 12, Dua Lipa, Houdini. At 11, Noah Kahan and Sam Fender, Homesick. At 10, Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. At 9, YG Marley, Praise Jah in the Moonlight. At 8, Tate McRae, Greedy. At 7, Yes and by Ariana Grande. 6, Prada, Casa Rai, D-Bot Europe. At 5, Beautiful Things, Benson Boone. At 4, Loving On Me, Jack Harlow. At 3, Lose Control, Teddy Swims. At 2, and staying at 2, is Sophie Alice Bextor's Murder on the Dance Floor. And at number 1, staying at number 1, is Stick Season by Noah Kahan. So there you go, there is your official top 40 singles for the UK, for the 9th of February, of course, as mentioned. We are now going to take you through all the way to from 40 to number 1, the album chart. Okay, so here comes the album chart then. The official UK album chart. At 40, Taylor Swift, Evermore. At 39, Teddy Swims, I've Tried Everything, But Therapy, Part 1. At 38, James Arthur, Bittersweet Love. At 37, Drake, For All The Dogs. 36, Lana Del Rey, Born To Die. 50 Cent, and the best of 50 Cent is at 35. 34, Maroon 5, Singles. Eminem goes up to 33, up 4 places there, and his album, Curtain Call 2. 32 is Ed Sheeran and Divide. 31, Travis Scott, Utopia. 30, Lewis Capaldi, Broken By Desire to be Heavenly Sent. And his other album, Lewis Capaldi, of course, Divinely Uninspired to a Hellish Extent, is at 29. 28, Set 21 Savage, American Dream. 27, Oasis Time Flies, 1994, 2009. 26, D Block Europe, Rolling Stone. Bob Marley and the Wailers album, Legend, is at 25. 24, Fleetwood Mac, Rumours. Michael Jackson's The Essentials at 23. Our first new entry in at 22 is Kula Shaker, Natural Magic. And new entry at 21, Dylan John Thomas. And the album Dylan John Thomas. At 20, Queen, Greatest Hits. 19, S.A.D.A. and the album S.O.S. Arctic Monkeys, A.M. album is at number 18. 17 is Post Malone, The Diamond Collection, a new entry at 16. Paul McCartney and the Wings, or Paul McCartney and Wings, I should say, Band on the Run. 15, Olivia Rodrigo, Sour. Taylor Swift's Reputation album is at 14. Taylor Swift is there again at 13 with her album Lover. At 12, Olivia Rodrigo and Guts. ABBA's Gold Greatest Hits is at 11. At 10, Taylor Swift, Folklore. 9, Elton John, Diamonds. At 8, Fleetwood Mac, 50 Years Don't Stop. Eminem's Curtain Call the Hits is at 7. At 6, Taylor Swift, Midnights. At 5, Taylor Swift, 1989. The Weeknd's Highlights, or The Highlights, is at 4. Noah Kahan's Stick Season at 3. A new entry at 2, Jamie Webster, 10 for the People, and straight into number 1 is The Last Dinner Party with the album Prelude to Ecstasy. So there you go, there is your latest top 40 albums here in the UK for the 9th of February. Almost said December then, didn't I? 9th of February 2024. So let's get on with the film charts. Here we go then. At 40 is a re-entry, Shrek. At 39, Jurassic World, a re-entry. That's Jurassic World Dominion, by the way. Re-entry. 38, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. 37, Transformers, Rise of the Beast. New entry at 36, The Twilight Saga, Eclipse. Re-entry at 35, The Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of. Re-entry at 34, Lamborghini, The Man Behind the Legend. And new entry in at 33, The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 2. At 32, Mean Girls. At 31, Fast X. At 30, Meg 2, The Trench. At 29, The Batman. New entry at 28, Roadhouse. At 27, The Retirement Plan. Exodus Believer, that's at 26 this week. Down 4 places. In at 25, going up is Downton Abbey, A New Era. At 24, The Twilight Saga, New Moon. 23, Fantastic Beasts, Secrets of Dumbledore. 22, The Bullet Train. 21, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. At 20, Elvis. 19, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. 18, Operation Mincemeat. 17, Expendables. 16, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. 15, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. 14, The Equalizer 3. The Creators at 13. The Super Mario Brothers movie at 12. At 10, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1. At 10, The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds. 9, Killers of the Flower Moon. At 8, Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie. 7, Barbie. At 6, Oppenheimer. At 5, The Marvels. At 4, Trolls Band Together. At 3, Five Nights at Freddy's. At 2, Wish. And at number 1 is Wonka. So there you go. There is your top 40 singles, albums and films for the week ending 11th of February, if I'm right. Yeah, I can count. 11th of February, weekend in 11th of February. So there you go. So the next time we compile the charts, run down the charts, of course, from the officialcharts.com website, it will have been long gone, the Valentine's Day. Of course, that comes on Wednesday. So how many people will be procreating on that day? I wonder. It'd be just like a very, very weird but wonderful kind of bit of statistic, wasn't it? How many people would be pregnant a couple of days after, maybe? Maybe on the Friday they'll find out the happy news that they're... maybe the happy news, maybe not the happy news. If it's planned, of course, then of course it's happy news, isn't it? And I'd hope everybody has a great time. If you go on a special date, if you go on a first date on talk a little bit about Valentine's Day. If you don't go on your first date to a cinema, or to a noisy mall, to a like the Trafford Centre, you just don't want it. Right, everyone will be there. Everyone will be there. That'll be the worst thing you could do. Maybe find someone at Trafford Centre, then go away from Trafford Centre somewhere else. But don't go to a noisy environment, because it's the worst thing you could do. Honestly, you're never going to... It's just going to be a complete mess. I'll tell you why. I've done it. I've made that bad mistake. It's a horrendous mistake. Of course, it's called common sense. If you're going on a first time date, you want to be talking to that person, don't you? You want to get to know them and blah blah blah, and then before you know it, if you hit it off, if everything's okay, you'll start touchy feely, and then away you go, really. But you've got to get your foot in the door, and if you've got all this racket, like this film could be so interesting, like you want to watch the film and you're not even bothering about. Because obviously you're both not bothering about it. You're looking at this fucking film, 100 bloody decibels. You know, then you come out and you're going, fucking hell, what a great film. But you've actually forgot that you're actually on a date. So you don't want that, do you? So you've got to go somewhere a bit quiet and get to know each other and see how it goes from there. And if it doesn't work out, don't worry, there's plenty of other fish in the sea. It's a true story. There's plenty of people. Don't come to this area, though, because there's not many single women around. No, I think there's very, very few, actually. That's the worst place you could come, to be honest with you. But I'm not going to tell you where. But, yeah, it's not particularly... If your area's like mine, you're fucking wasting your time. You've got to go somewhere else to find someone. Everyone has been called for, I'm afraid. Even the those that are undesirable have been called for. So, one of them. So, if you're single, if you're going to be like me, single and you're not bothered, if you're not bothered, then it don't matter, does it? It's just a normal day for you. So just get on with it. But if, like I say, if you're having a first date, and just do the right thing for yourself and get yourself. Don't get too nervous. I think the first timers, you get really nervous. And in fact, sometimes you'll find that a lot of people that go dating a lot and it's not found anyone, but still go dating. They're also nervous, so it's not. Don't think that you're on your own. A lot of people do get nervous. A lot of people don't like being rejected either, do they? And one of the things that a lot of people do not like is being rejected. And you might think, I would hope that you think highly of yourself, and you don't want to go there having this horrible thought that you're no good and all this bullshit that people are telling you. You're better than that. So you've got to sort of like say fuck to everybody else. Literally fuck everyone else off. This is my opportunity now. I'm going to dress really cool and smell good. And I'm going to go down. And if I fail, I can't say that it's me. Because it can't be me. I'm a good person. I look after myself. I don't smoke and all this drug shit. I look after myself. And yes, you might have doner kebabs and stuff like that, but at least you're going to look after yourself. You're not going to kill your proposed girlfriend, But you've got to go down with that confidence, and she will pick up on that confidence. You're putting your head down, going and not speaking to her, because you're shy or whatever. It's not going to work out. You're going to have to man up a bit, and show her that, it's not always all about the money. It helps for sure, but it's not about the money. If she's just wanting you to be in a car or if you haven't got one, a lot of people don't have a car. Obviously, it's fucking expensive now. So not a lot of people got cars unless you got side hustles and stuff like that. So no one could afford a car without a side hustle. So that's the truth of it. So don't worry about it if you haven't got a car. It's all right. You don't even have to say anything, really, do you? Don't really say anything. I would if you're gonna this is really funny. If you're gonna turn up on a bike, right, like I would do, right, you're gonna have to get yourself a really good lock. If there's a possibility that you could get there before you, if it's a nice evening or something like that, you'd go inside, wouldn't you, really, because it's going to be dark. So go put your bike somewhere, a really safe place, right, so you're not paranoid about, like I would be. So stick your bike somewhere really safe, not a traffic centre, because nothing's safe at traffic centre, so I wouldn't go there with a bike. Go somewhere else, but somewhere else, then you'd be all right. And keep it safe, get it locked up, and then before you go and see that person, you don't want to be coming in on a bike. Do you know what I mean? It's just a bad, bad thing to do. Don't be doing that. All right, don't do it. That's another thing. You could take the bus or something, it would be probably the best bet, or Uber, but Uber taxis are very expensive now, so you'd probably be best just getting the bus, you know, or the tram even, depends where you are, or wherever you are in the world, you know, get public transport, or if you've got a car, like I say, if you've got a car, that's all right then, isn't it, a van or something, get your friend to pick you up or something, you know, or your brother or your sister or something. It'll work out, don't worry about it. So good luck to everybody, and I wish everyone all the best on Wednesday, and I will be back on Friday to run down the charts again, and take care for now, and I'll speak to you next week. Please share this, I really appreciate it if you do share my podcast. These are official podcasts, and I also like a little talk at the end as well, which is really, it's an extra bonus for you guys, which I hope you enjoy. And but I really appreciate if you share these things. I don't get no money for this, completely free. I'm doing it I just love doing it. I used to do these things when I was a kid, so it's nothing to me, this, but I'd like you to share these things for me. I can't give you music because of copyright, otherwise I'd do it. Right, I'm off. Take care and stay safe now. See you next week. Bye, everyone.